bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against others and especially one another. Good morning. Welcome to worship at Black Rock Church of the Brethren. Pleasure to welcome any guests and visitors we have with us today.
Invitation to worship this morning. It's by Gary Inrig. Forgiveness is one of the most misunderstood subjects in the Bible. We sometimes view it merely as a therapeutic way of detaching ourselves from those who have harmed us. Yet the heart of true forgiveness is so much richer than we may realize. Jesus underlined the amazing nature of forgiveness in Luke 17:4. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day and seven times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Jesus' followers are to imitate the grace of God that pursues us during our sinfulness. Forgiveness is not earned, but given. It means to release the desire to give, to get even, or the right to require the offender to pay for what he has done. To forgive is to say, you are free, your debt is paid. It is not engaging in willful amnesia, but it is choosing not to treat someone based on what they have done, even though we remember it. Forgiveness isn't the same as reconciliation. Reconciliation is earned. Forgiveness clears the ledger. It does not instantly rebuild trust. Forgiveness cancels debt. It does not eliminate all consequences. Consider these thoughts about forgiveness. Authentic forgiveness requires that we identify what has happened and understand its significance. There's a danger of both quick forgiveness, a hasty verbal declaration that keeps us from processing the violation, and slow forgiveness, an ongoing, I don't feel ready yet. There's an appropriate time to grieve the loss of what might have been. Forgiveness is a matter of obedience. An inward choice that declares, I forgive you. These words declare that the issue is dead and buried. When it comes to mind, we take it to the Lord.
Lord, enfold us. Enfold us in the power of your arms, your unfailing, unwavering arms. Give us the hearts of little children, but the firm love of grown-ups. Give us the wisdom beyond our years, enfolded in your wisdom, which was the first thing ever laid before the earth's foundation. Remind us how blessed we are each moment and each day, not only to serve you, but to follow your Son, Jesus. May our lives be examples and demonstrations of your ultimate message of love and forgiveness to a world of hatred and grudges. In these times of distancing and divide, conquer those realities with a sense of no fear, but only fear in you. May we revere your Holy Spirit, be revived in the power of your Son, Jesus, and may our lives never waver in the constant awareness you are there. There's always a chance with you, Lord. And therefore, we must extend that chance and grace to others, that open door of newness, that freshness and anointing in the power of your presence. We pray all these things, knowing as we pray, you are our shield and shelter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And per special request from our accompanist today, Esther Kippel, she asks that we share this message with you, a song reminding us God is there through every new door which opens. May we reflect on that opportunity as we hear the song.
In the things familiar, we find security, resisting all the changes the days and years can bring. Then God decides to lead us through another door, inviting us to walk in realms we've never known before. Beyond the open door is a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling us to go. Walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before us into a greater power we've never known before. Now the Spirit's calling to wake the living dead, to reach the huddled masses, cry out for living bread. Arise, O mighty army, take up your shield and sword, for the Father lifts the golden lamp beside the open door. Beyond the open door is a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling us to go. Walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before us into a greater power we've never known before. Beyond the open door is a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling us to go. Walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before us into a greater power we've never known before. Leads us, we will follow. Where God leads us, we will follow. Where God leads us, we will follow. Into a greater power we've never known before. Beyond the open door, beyond the open door.
Scripture lesson today is taken from Matthew's Gospel, the 18th chapter. And again, we're going to be picking up at verse 21. We read the first six verses last week of our section that I wanted to focus on this month. And today we're going to read verses 21 and go to 35. Words from Jesus demonstrating what it means to live with and interact with each other. Would you stand now if you're able in body and if not in spirit for the reading of God's word? Words from Jesus detailing the parable of the unmerciful servant. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times." Then he goes on to say, "Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. And since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' Well, the servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant, the same servant, went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees like he had done with his master and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused that other servant who had already been forgiven. And instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. Well, when the other servants saw what had happened, they were understandably outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. And the master called the servant in, the first servant. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, the master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed." And Jesus concludes this wonderful story, this hard but wonderful story, with this quote: "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." May God add blessing and meaning to the reading of his word and the hearing of it. You may be seated, friends. I would ask that we reflect on these words. And as we do it, may we sing one verse of the friend Jesus truly is for forgiving us. Can we sing a verse of that hymn together? "What a friend we have in Jesus." Lord, may we carry everything to you, just as you take on everything we do and all we are. May the hearing of the words we've read in Scripture, the songs that have been sung, fill us as we now unpack your word. Anoint my words, may they be only yours. In Jesus' name, amen.